Hello, Audio Boomerians. I hope you're all doing very well. I have been listening, and it does seem like most of you are having an excellent week so far, which is good to hear. Now, I have to warn you, this boo is going to be a bit of a mixed bag of things. Some positive, some negative. I will start on a positive note and try to end on a positive note. First of all, it would seem that, pending Presbytery's approval, my church has a new minister. Woohoo! He did indeed come on Sunday to preach for the call, and the house was packed. I was so happy. It was so full that I think people had to sit in the balcony, which usually only happens at Christmas time. So after the service, which he led, there was a light lunch, and then we had a congregational meeting, including a vote. Now, every single member of the congregation voted yes for this man to be our new minister. There were absolutely no dissenting votes, which I think is just fab. So it means that my work and the work of everybody else on the search committee is done. What has to happen now is that a document called the call document, containing the signatures of all the congregation, has to be presented to Presbytery at their next meeting, which is on April 14th. And some people from the search committee, our most eloquent and winning members, which does not include me, thank God, because I wouldn't want to do it, have to go to Presbytery and make a case for this man as to why we approve him and why we think he's so impressive. So they have to take a look at the document, and if they think we have enough signatures, and if they're happy enough with our case for this man, then they accept him. Now, I believe he will not start work until the end of the school year because he has three children and he wants them to finish their school where they are now, understandably so. This is going to be quite a move for them. They're coming all the way from Montreal. I met this man's wife at the reception on Saturday, and she seemed like a very kind soul, very enthusiastic and generous of spirit. So I'm sure his kids are going to be very nice as well. And I have no doubt that Presbytery will approve our decision. I really can see no reason why they wouldn't. So that is one really positive piece of news. Now, unfortunately, I have to move on to some rather negative stuff, which I hate posting about because I don't like to be depressing. But this does fall under the umbrella of general updates. Yesterday, I had a bloody horrible day, and it's an experience I would not care to repeat anytime soon. Oh, first of all, before I get onto that, I unfortunately regret to inform you folks that the idea my dad put forward last Thursday of possibly giving me some money was not his own. I talked to Mum on Sunday night about it because I was so impressed with what he had said. And she told me that the reason he had said that was because they had talked about it beforehand, and it was actually her idea. But I'm still going to take this as a good thing, because my dad could have said, well, she's not working right now, she's not making any effort, why should I help her? And he would indeed have said that, even maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm going to take this as a step forward. Even though it wasn't his own idea, he did at least offer. And I think that's really very generous. So I'm not going to look upon that negatively. But anyhow, on to yesterday. Oh my goodness. I had an appointment with a doctor who specializes in non-epileptic psychogenic seizures. I've seen this person once before. The first time I saw her, I was not impressed. She kept asking me the same or very similar questions, and she would not understand my responses. It was like she couldn't get anything I was telling her. And to me at the time, she seemed very brusque and abrupt. And frankly, a bit of a fool, because like I said, it was as though she wasn't getting anything I was telling her. And she was asking me the same things over and over again. So I told my mom last week that I had this a second appointment with her. And I said, would you possibly be able to come with me? A, for moral support, and then B, to give me an idea of what you think of this lady. I said, it would help to have somebody there who can see the situation from an objective perspective, which I cannot right now. And it would be nice to know your impression, to get an idea of what you think, to see whether I should continue seeing her or not. Because last time, it really didn't seem like she'd be able to help me. So Mom said, okay, let me see if I can get half a day's vacation time from work. And if I take you, we'll try to get some other things accomplished as well, like getting your income tax return filed and getting a Service Ontario photo ID card that I need because I don't have a driver's license or a passport. And a lot of services now are no longer accepting health cards and CNIB cards as ID, even though they are photo ID cards. So Mom said, if I'm going to take half a day off of work, I'd like to get a lot accomplished. And I said, that's totally understandable. I can appreciate that. So she did manage to get the time off. But first of all, before she even arrived, I had a seizure and it started at around 7:30 in the morning and it did not completely leave until 11:30 or so. So I had this thing for hours. Now, when I have a seizure, it's kind of a pattern. It's moments of complete non-lucidity and disorientation, followed by moments of semi-lucidity. My thoughts become completely fragmented and incoherent. I get very easily disoriented and confused. I have a hard time speaking. I can't get words to come out properly. It's like there's a disconnect between my brain and my mouth. So when Mom picked me up, I was in the midst of having this seizure. And first of all, I had told her about three times a rough idea of where we'd need to go to get this income tax return filed. But she had looked up directions on MapQuest and had found a totally different location that wasn't the one we needed. But she wouldn't believe me. She said that she had looked it up on MapQuest and she didn't see any reason why MapQuest would give her false information. So we totally drove the wrong way because she wasn't believing me. And I said, well, why didn't you ask me what the address was in the first place? And then, of course, she got rather snarky with me that I was even taking issue with her at all. You know, I did say, well, I told you three times approximately where we'd have to go. I even told you on Sunday night. And she said, well, no, you didn't. So I was trying to talk to her and listen to her and explain to her and sort of defend myself. But of course, I was experiencing a seizure at the time, so I couldn't do it very well. So I finally said, look, let me just get directions from my phone. But then my phone wasn't working properly, and VoiceOver and Siri were speaking at the same time, and I was having a hard time interpolating what my phone was saying, and I thought something was really the matter with it, so I was kind of overreacting to that. And then my mom was overreacting to me overreacting. Oh my word, it was a horrible experience. So anyway, it turned out I was right all along. MapQuest had given my mom the wrong directions because she had thought we needed to be at the other end of the city, and we didn't. Because the street that we were wanting to go to is actually quite long, and Mom thought that we had to be at the other end, and we didn't. And I told her that. I told her approximately where we had to be, but she wouldn't believe me. So anyway, when we finally got to where we had to go, there was no place to park. So Mom had to drive around for a long time looking for a parking spot. When she finally found one, and we had to walk a long way to the building that we needed to go to, they told us at the door, oh, we're sorry, but you've reached the cutoff time. We have too many people to help now. You should have come here earlier. Oh, jeez. So that was a no-go. So then we decided to go... Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry, folks. I'm going to have to stop this for now and make a part two. My apologies.